Did you know that Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has fur, fish, and game licenses? Now, if hunting is not in your plans, how about ice fishing? Well, you say it's too expensive, and by the time you get a hut, auger, heater, and all the accessories, whew. Well, Bluff Creek Archery will be renting out all the supplies you need to get out there and ice fish. Bluff Creek Archery, your go-to store for all your hunting needs. And they now have slugs for deer season. Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia. Or call them at 932-2422. That's 932-2422. Did you know that you can qualify for an Alliant Energy rebate when you insulate your home or business? That's right, you can actually get money back for insulating your home or business. Conley Insulation, your insulation experts, has cellulose, fiberglass, and the popular spray foam insulation, and they'll help you decide what's best for your home or business. Conley Insulation is an Alliant Energy Efficiency dealer. They're a family-owned, full-service insulation contractor. That's why they call them the insulation experts. They're fully insured and state-licensed. Call Conley Insulation today at 641-777-1890. That's 641-777-1890, and they'll tell you about rebates from Alliant Energy. That's Conley Insulation, 641-777-1890, your Alliant Energy efficiency expert. You must be a customer of Alliant Energy to qualify. For more information on the rebates, go to AlliantEnergy.com. Conley Insulation, the insulation experts. 777-1890.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Family Shoe and Sporting Goods is located on the
12. Cassie Herkelman out there against Jordan Jones. And Coach Johnson, you got that score for us and where they're at in the contest.
Yeah, it's 4-0 over here, Cassie. Now she's back on her back again. Looks like they sold some more media passes this session for this year.
Folks, there is a media frenzy going on down here at mat number 7. Cassie Herkelman gets pinned in her first period of the consolation match. It was an elimination match. Cassie Herkelman walks off the mat. She's eliminated from the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and it was a media frenzy down there. Just watching the media stream out behind her as she takes her loss. Probably about a 30-yard long line of camera folks, TV folks. They're still streaming out right now, folks. She immediately walked off the mat as soon as you heard Coach Johnson call the pin, and the media is still following her out the door. What would you say, 80 people there watching that match?
At least. And, you know, and she, the way she handled herself, she was on Good Morning America, and Megan Black, you know, the way these two young ladies have had to handle themselves, they've had all the attention put on them. I mean, all these wrestlers get special attention from their own community, but they've had the weight of the world on them with all the eyes. And maybe that's a little bit unfair because, you know, they're just trying to be any other wrestler out there.
Well, they blew the lid off of it this year, Cassie Herkelman and Megan Black, the first girls to ever qualify to compete at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. You know, this storied, fabled venue, the cream of the crop. If you're going to be a wrestling champion, you want to be a wrestling champion from Iowa. And they were the first two to break the glass ceiling for the girls to get here. And my hat's off to them. I think that the things that wrestling can do for an individual, it can be done for a girl just as well as for a boy. The media frenzy that followed these girls, it was something to behold. We had national media here for the last couple days. I'm sure that a lot of them will go home now that the story is over. But just a lot of excitement up here at the well that you don't get every year.
Well, mat number 1, Jacob Howard, just getting underway here. Yeah, it is historic, and it's inspiring to all the young ladies out there who maybe have dreamed of being on the mat and maybe break some of the stigma that goes with being a female wrestler.
You know, I think it is great. You know, I mean, I hate to say I'm glad that they're gone and out, and we can concentrate on, you know, wrestling instead of, you know, the national news and not wrestling who and what and all that. You know, I'll get back to the wrestling, but it is history, and it got a national attention, and it's all over, so.
They have a lot to be proud of, those young ladies, as every wrestler does here. Just making it to state is quite the accomplishment to be on these hollowed mats in this legendary tournament. We're just underway here. Jacob Howard, our feature contest, Howard of Indianola at 119. And, of course, we got Angelo Kelly coming up from Ottumwa at 130. And then a little bit later on at 135, we'll have Wade Edgington of Indianola wrestling in the consolation. And at 140, Andrew Landgrave of Oskaloosa.
Of course, folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to bring you this live action from the well. It is elimination matches. When you hear us calling a match right now, the loser is done. It's elimination on the consolation side. Class 3A consolation second round matches.
Jake Howard underway here at 119. And he's in the top position after a takedown. He's out in front 2-0. 59 seconds to go, opening period. And there's a release. And now it's a 2-1 contest. Howard out in front.
We had a shout out from Owen Haberman. He's listening in on 96.7 at work. He's a Valley alumnus. So we'll try to keep Owen updated on the results for Valley, West Des Moines there. Indianola's Jacob Howard, sophomore with a 34-9 mark coming into this match.
And here's in these matches, here's where you start to see the, you know, that thing we talked about yesterday, coming off of a loss, taking a guy that's coming off a win, no break, one guy's got the break, the psychology of all that, and the physicalness of all that, whether or not the pattern breaks. And Nathan Van Zanny was the only one that we covered that escaped that that peril.
Well, I like to think that, you know, you got your warm-up match, and even if you lost, you like to think, you know, you're out there. Sometimes a guy standing could be at a disadvantage, but it's just a mental game. Who wants it more? You want to stay in the tournament? You want to go home? I mean, whatever you got to dig and find, you got to go out there and find a reason to win.
4-1 now, Howard out in front. 2 minutes ago, or just starting the second period here. Coin toss. And
Howard, one of those long, slender-type wrestlers.
Want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson for sponsoring this broadcast. Glad to have them along with the Bogey Steakhouse, Brees Rest Home, Mike Berry, County Supervisor, and Dr. Matt Sarver. Thank you very, very much for making this broadcast possible.
Yes, thanks very much, Sheriff Johnson. He's got a great staff there. Had a little bit of time to spend with Deputy Dunning. He was out at my place the other day. There was a door left open, and they do a great job patrolling. Take care of you even when you're not taking care of yourself.
Howard gets the escape here. 1:37 to go. Second period, 5-1. Score, Howard out in front.
Minute 30 left in this consolation elimination match. Jacob Howard, Indianola's 119-pounder, up 5-1.
1:19 to go, second period. Again, Howard out in front, right at the edge of the mat. Here's a shot by his opponent, and it's spun off. They'll go right back to the center of the mat. We've got to keep an eye out here as we roll right along. We'll be moving into 130 here just momentarily. As I said earlier, this is where the bang, the bang, and the boom started yesterday for us, where we got so busy we had four matches going on at the same time.
It happens fast up here, folks. They've got eight mats. They're lined up two by two, north to south, four long, two wide, eight mats.
Oh, boy.
All kinds of action here.
Howard out in front, 1 minute to go, second period. And if you could help me on his opponent, because I don't have it in the book. I wasn't able to catch who Howard is actually up against. And now it is a 5-1 lead, 44 seconds to go. Howard right at the edge of the mat.
Goes off, and then they push
off the mat right as they're walking off.
He's wrestling a Cedar Rapids Prairie wrestler, Chris Walters. We saw him at the Marshalltown Duels. We called his match up there against J.D. Anderson.
Yep.
And we knew that he was a great wrestler with what he got done against J.D. Anderson. J.D. Anderson, the district qualifier from Albia. Albia had some excellent competition at those Marshalltown Duels, including Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Well, that's one thing that good teams, good wrestlers want, is they want great competition. I know the Rockets have, go up against great competition. Just in South Central Conference, they're, wrestling 2A wrestlers.
Sorry there, Jason. They thought he'd won. The commentators over here all jumped up for Waverly. Now I see the Waverly kid on his back, and it's over.
It was
overtime. He took him down to his back, and the Waverly kid is out of the tournament.
Well, Waverly Shell Rock, one of the favorites here in Class 3A. They've had championships within the last decade, I believe two of them.
Howard of Indianola on top to begin the third period. He's out in front, 5-1 of Walters. Walters took a shot there at the end of the second period, but Howard fought it off. I'll tell you what, Indianola's got a lot of good wrestlers up here as well. Howard on top, breaks down Walters. Trying to stay on top and in control here with 1:50 to go in the contest. Rolling right along here. We'll move right into 1:30. Angelo Kelly on deck for Ottumwa. We'll bring you that as our feature matchup. We're live from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, Jason Summers here with you in high fidelity. And you can call your friends and your family and let them know that we're on 96.7 or outside this listening area at www.kiicradio.com. If you have a smartphone, we even got apps that you can listen right on your phone. The tune-in app is amazing. 5-3. Howard now after
give him the escape and the score 6-3. 6-3. Jacob Howard of Indianola on top. 1 minute, 11 seconds remain in the match. It's an elimination match at 119 pounds. Howard in on the shot. Double leg sprawled by Cedar Rapids Prairie opponent. Near the edge of the mat. 1 minute to go. 6-3 your score. Jacob Howard of Indianola on top.
Here's a shot in there, and Walters has him over.
Uh-oh.
And back
There's
points are being earned.
Back points awarded. Your score now going to be 7 or 8-5. Jacob Howard, in a quick turn of events, finds himself trailing in this match by 1 or 2, and the headlock is in now.
Howard's really trying to fight it off here now, doing a good job of getting off of his back and trying to get to his feet. He's going to trail, I believe, by 2.
The score is now 6-8. Howard gets to his feet and gains the escape. So with 25 seconds to go, it's
what a
one-point match. A five-point move there. A throw executed by Chris Walters of Cedar Rapids Prairie. And he uses that five-point move to take the lead. 25 seconds to go. 7-8. Indianola trailing.
They're neutral.
They're on their feet. Jacob Howard takes the shot. Countered by Walters. Indianola, Cedar Rapids Prairie, shot again by Howard. Oh. Counter by Walters. He's in on a single leg now with 8 seconds to go. Jacob Howard of Indianola.
Trying to get off the edge of the mat.
He gets the 2 at the edge of the mat.
Unbelievable.
9-8 with 2 seconds to go. Jacob Howard with a last 2 seconds takedown.
Unbelievable.
And
off
now,
the edge of the mat.
Back to a couple of conscientious objectors to deodorant. Here's Jason and Joe from broadcast. And now, back to a couple of conscientious objectors to deodorant. Here's Jason and Joe from broadcast suite 1A on the fourth floor of Wells Fargo Arena. Hey, Sinclair, put your shoes back on. Here's Joe and Jason. Jason and Joe
on time match because he wasn't holding.
Here's Joe and Jason. Jason and Joe.
The coaches are still at the table, and this one of them calls you're talking.
Here's Jason and Joe. State wrestling mat side mic on Thunder Country KIIC. Brought to you by Sinnott Pierschbacher Funeral Home. I think.
They haven't raised anybody's hand.
State
yet,
wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC. Also brought to
Jacob
you by Brian Fitzpatrick at Edward Jones, the Albia
right
Chamber of Commerce, Breeze Rest
seconds.
Home.
We're going to bring you Angelo Kelly's match at 130 pounds.
Whatever.
And had we got to his
Here's Jason
yet,
and Joe. State wrestling match side mic on Thunder Country KIIC. Brought to you by Sinnott Pierschbacher Funeral Home.
I'm not sure.
Here's Joe and Jason. Jason and Joe.
Let's keep it here because as soon as the mat comes
Here's
over,
Jason
gonna,
and Joe.
We're going to be going right
State
to that
wrestling
contest.
Match side mic on Thunder Country KIIC. Here's
kind of
Joe and Jason. Jason and Joe.
Jacob Howard.
Angelo Kelly is putting on.
Here's Jason and Joe. State wrestling.
I believe down here on mat number one. That's right, mat number one. It'll be Angelo Kelly of Ottumwa versus David Lewis of Bettendorf. David Lewis brings a 20-16 record into this contest. I really like his chances.
We're just underway here.
Welcome on board, Ottumwa Bulldog Wrestling fans. Your own Angelo Kelly is going to compete to try to stave off elimination here in the consolation match of 130 pounds. He tries the throw. He's got the whizzer in with a minute and a half left here in the first period. No score. Angelo Kelly, Ottumwa.
And Jacob Howard, you just heard just moments ago, Jacob Howard right at the edge of the mat as time expires, gets the takedown and gets the win by a narrow margin, 9-8. And that was at 119. And how about Jay Fresh already getting the win at 103 right out of the gate for Knoxville?
Cassie Herkelman, if you guys were wanting to keep track, she was pinned in her elimination match and leaves this venue with a pair of losses. She is eliminated from the tournament, and they followed her out of here.
She had one forfeit win, too.
Yeah, she had a forfeit win, so she's the first girl to ever get a win at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. But she is eliminated today.
Angelo Kelly, who yesterday took on the amazing takedown artist in his first matchup.
Back to John a couple Meeks. Of conscientious objectors to deodorant. But here's Jason and Joe from Broadcast Suite 1A on the fourth floor of Wells Fargo Arena. Hey, Sinclair,
Angelo
put your shoes back on. Here's Joe and Jason. Jason and Joe.
Elimination match. Whatever. One and done, folks. We're going to bring
here's
it to
Jason
live.
And Joe, state wrestling mat on the fourth floor of Well.
Pounds. Angelo Kelly gets an ankle pick, and near the edge of the mat, Angelo Kelly gets taken down. Quickly taken down at the edge of the mat. Just a quick drop down move there. Ankle pick by Lewis Bettendorf. He's on top now with 27 seconds to go. 2-0, your score. Expect to see Angelo Kelly explode out of here from the down position. Kelly set. 27 seconds to go. First period action. Lewis Bettendorf covers. He is on top. Off the whistle, sit out by Kelly, taken away, back to his base, tries to switch, looked like locking hands there, but the officials on it and don't call it. Kelly out front now, he's going to get the escape. 1-2, your score now. Angelo
go
Kelly tries to throw,
get it. He's got him on his back.
He's got him on his back, could be a pin. He's got him on his back, he's got locked up tight. 5 seconds to go. Angelo Kelly can't quite get the pin, but he gets the two back points.
I'll tell you what, that was as quick of a move as you're going to see anywhere.
Two back points makes your score 5-2. Angelo Kelly with the underhook throw. What'd you think of that hip toss, Coach Johnson?
Hey, I got it. That was awesome. I got to work out with Angelo a couple weeks ago, Centerville, and Otomo came up to work out with us, and I'm standing over there, and everybody matches up, and me and him end up being the partners the whole practice, and he is a strong kid. He's a hard-nosed kid. You can see where he hit it there. He got ticked off, and I think when he gets ticked, he can go, and he, after that takedown, he just threw it and went. He about had him pinned and ran out of time there.
Well, don't take anything away from David Lewis for that great takedown that he had. He just shucked up Angelo Kelly, got down on the ankle pick and dumped him. And Angelo Kelly came out on fire, got the escape, threw him to his back, two-point takedown at the end of the first period. It was exciting action. And tell all your friends in Ottumwa, if you know any down there, if you got a friend in Ottumwa there on the Des Moines River, tune in on 96.7. We broadcast loud and proud in Ottumwa on 96.7, and we're bringing you Bulldog Wrestling. Angelo Kelly gives up the escape here. Minute and 30 left in the second period. 3-5, your score. Angelo Kelly of Ottumwa on top.
Kelly doing a good job of fighting off that attempt by Lewis. 1:28 to go. They meet back at the middle of the circle.
They're on their feet at the center of the mat. Angelo Kelly of Ottumwa trying to gain the takedown here. Ankle pick attempt again there by Lewis from Bettendorf. Not doing it this time, but he gets in deep on a single leg. Angelo Kelly quickly up with the wizard, though. He's got an underhook going now. Minute 12 seconds left to go. 5-3, your score. Angelo Kelly on top. Tries the throw out of bounds. No score.
Hey, it's two seniors going at it to get a medal, and loser isn't going to get one as a senior. And I think these guys want it both. Really,
folks, the loser of this match is done. His career as a high school wrestler will be over at the conclusion of this match, and they do not want to be the loser.
And the winner gets a medal. Worst he can do is eighth. He wins here. So.
57 seconds to go, second period. We're broadcasting live from Wells Fargo Arena. Send us a text. Let us know where you're listening from. 641-799-1437. 799-1437. Let us know where you're listening from, Bulldog fans.
And it's going to be interesting to have Coach Cochran of the Ottumwa Bulldogs up here a little bit later on and ask him how he had Angelo Kelly prepare for this match, because it looks like Angelo is really wanting to work the upper body here. And we saw him yesterday be a takedown technician. With double and single legs. But right here, he's in on a single leg near the edge of the mat with 21 seconds left to go in the
Wells
second period.
Wells Fargo Arena.
Out of bounds.
Hey, Sinclair, put your shoes back on.
Period. Angelo Kelly.
Here's Joe and Jason. Jason and Joe.
Trying to get a takedown and extend this lead into the third period.
We've got Wade Edgington. We'll keep track of for Vinny Nola, but Andrew Langrib is going to be on deck here at 1:40 here in just a few minutes.
Here's so Jason and Joe. State Wrestling Matt, Side Mike on Thunder Country, KIIC. Brought to you by Sinnott Piercebacher Funeral Home.
Wells Fargo Arena, the venue here in Des Moines, Iowa.
State Wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC, also brought to you by Brian Fitzpatrick at Edward Jones, the Albia Chamber of Commerce, Breeze Rest Home.
We've just had one great match after another.
Well, this is Elimination Wrestling, and the
Monroe County Supervisor Mike Berry. And Monroe County Supervisor Mike Berry.
All the wrestlers that are left are really.
And now, back to a couple of conscientious objectors to deodorant. Here's Jason and Joe from Broadcast Suite 1A on the Jason and Joe.
Angelo Kelly trying to get out here. I think he would have been able to get out there, but he grabbed the head and was going to go for more. He needs to get his arm cleared, and he will be able to get the two-point reversal, but they're near the edge of the mat. With a minute and 35 seconds left here in this match, Angelo Kelly trying to keep his opponent on the mat and escape.
He got one there, lost control, I think.
I don't think that they're going to give him that point. And wow. If I was Angelo Kelly, I wouldn't be disappointed with that because he gets to come back to the center of the mat and get rid of more time.
Right.
And the clock is on Angelo Kelly's side right now.
I'd rather be on my feet now. Well, he's just going to let him up there. So.
Lewis cuts him. So now your score is 6-3. 6-3 your score with a minute and 32 seconds to go. 130-pound elimination match. Lewis. Shot by Lewis. Countered by Kelly. They're on their feet. Kelly trying to work the toss again. He's on the upper body. He's got the underhook with a minute and 20 seconds to go. Looks like he's trying to keep his hips down. Ankle pick again by Lewis, but Kelly was ready for it that time again. Second time that he's countered that. Shot by Kelly. Angelo Kelly is called for stalling here.
And that's a point.
And that's a point. It's 4-6 now. 4-6 now. Angelo Kelly needed to make something happen here. He's got a two-point lead with a minute to go in his 130-pound elimination match.
Under a minute to go, and I'll tell you what, Angelo.
Angelo Kelly with the shot. That's what he needs to do. He needs to take those shots, get around behind. He does. Angelo Kelly with a great spin move takedown. He leads now 8-4 with 44 seconds to go. Once again, Angelo Kelly needs to work hard here because he's already been called for one stalling point. He doesn't want another one. 36 seconds remains, folks. Angelo Kelly of Ottumwa working out on top, working out front, trying to half Nelson. One thing about it right now, though, with Angelo Kelly leading 8-4, his opponent from Bettendorf, David Lewis, not doing a lot either. Angelo Kelly takes him down the mat after the stand-up. 20 seconds. 8-4 your score. Angelo Kelly of Ottumwa on top near the edge of the mat. He's trying to work the deep waist, and they're out of bounds. 16 ticks left on the clock. Angelo Kelly trying to extend his career, be on the medal stand on Saturday. He can do it if he can last these last 16 seconds with a four-point lead. He leads 8-4 at 130 pounds. And we've got more action stacked up for you folks. As soon as this match is over, we're going to be going right over to Andrew Landgreeb's match.
Nope. I bet that was Oski.
And with eight
seconds to go,
they're off the mat again with 5 seconds to go. Angelo Kelly just shoves him off the mat as he tries to get a stand-up. No quitting this Bettendorf kid, David Lewis. He's looking at the clock. He sees that he's going to be beaten. 5 ticks to go. Angelo Kelly will advance. And with 5 seconds to go, Angelo Kelly's going to cut him.
He just got a tough, tough draw to get that opening round contest. Man, that...
Yeah, I watched Meeks again down here, and he just...
Unbelievable action, folks. Unbelievable action.
At the
buzzer, no. Angelo Kelly cut his opponent, and at the buzzer, he gets thrown in a headlock. The takedown is awarded, but it was too fast for back points. There's going to be some controversy here. Angelo Kelly is on top right now, 8-7. He's being attended to. It looks like he got hurt with that throw, but just a... split seconds with 5 seconds to go. Angelo Kelly cuts his opponent, David Lewis. Lewis turns, spins, and simultaneously throws Angelo Kelly to his back as time expired. It happened so fast that the officials were unable to give David Lewis any back points.
Oh, my.
There wasn't 2 seconds left to get him either. So
it was fast and furious action. Angelo Kelly, your winner. Coach Cochran will be up here to explain that match to us. But really carelessness on Angelo Kelly's part there at the conclusion of that match. Shouldn't have been that close, should it, Coach Johnson?
Well, he was up by 3, and he let him up neutral, thinking he, you know, nothing side roll or anything like that. But, boy, he just come up there and no quitting that senior, you know. And that's what you want as a coach, for always going.
And folks, Angelo Kelly was injured there. He will have to wrestle again today. The 3A matches. We'll bring those matches to you here live. 3A will be back in here at 6:30, so he'll wrestle again after 6:30.
Well, I believe we're going to have Langrip here in just a moment.
At the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. It is an elimination match. It's Andrew Langrip. He's up against the Bettendorf opponents.
Wicked in on a single leg, making a run right towards the edge of the mat, and they'll go off the edge of the mat.
Out of bounds. Now he's up against a tough opponent and a good, well-coached team, obviously. I think they've got 12 kids up here.
Yeah.
13, maybe.
Bettendorf, a great wrestling program over there on the east side of the state.
Stevie Knight, the coach.
We're going to have Garrett Hathaway will also be coming up at 145. We'll keep an eye on that match, but this is our feature matchup here at 140.
Langrip in on single leg with 52 seconds left, countered by Wicket. Wicket of Bettendorf. Good counter there, and they're back on their feet near the center of the mat. No score here. 44 seconds, first period action. Andrew Langrip of Oskaloosa shouting out to all you Oskaloosa folks. Root on Andrew Langrip. It's an elimination match here for Andrew Langrip at 140-pound weight class, Class 3A. Constellation match, spin by Langrip there, out of bounds. Boy, if that would have been closer to the center of the mat, I think he would have been able to get around for that takedown. 29 seconds to go as they reset it at the center of the mat. First period action here, 0-0, your score.
25 seconds to go. Here's Langrip meeting with Wicket out towards the center of the mat.
Wicket looks to me like he's shooting with his arms out, and I think that might be an advantage third period for Andrew Langrip. He's in now on a single leg, elevates the leg, head on the inside. He's got the leg elevated. Wizard counter by Wicket, and he gets loose.
He lets him get comfortable. He's in on a shot. He's got to move him around, keep him off balance, and then take him down. Now he's got a reshot by Bettendorf, and now we're down.
Yeah, 2-0 your score at the very conclusion of that match. A great shot by Wicket there. It was a reshot as they reset after a great shot by Andrew Langrip. He just didn't execute that single leg quickly enough to take him to the mat.
He had a good setup, good shot, no finish. Got to put it all together.
Well, he's a freshman, and he'll get nothing but better.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Andrew Langrip, the Oskaloosa freshman, competing here at 140 pounds, starts the second period on top, cuts his opponent Wicket from Bettendorf. 3-0 your score now. Andrew Langrip on his feet. Double leg there by Wicket. Countered nicely by Langrip. That time there, you know, I said before that it looked to me like Wicket was shooting with his arms out, and that happened again that time. Langrip was able to underhook and prevent that double leg from occurring.
And Andrew has a nice whip over lateral drop or whatever you call it, want to call it. And he'll throw it if he gets right opportunity.
Well, I'd like to see Andrew Langrip drop down here and have a look like he got headbutted there.
Well, this guy's bull rushing him, leading with his head. I mean, they got to get that under control. I'm sure the official
I've
will
seen
say
that
something.
Called several times today. Several different wrestlers getting a point against him.
That definitely could have been called, and I'm sure that I haven't seen the official say anything, but I think he's going to tell the kid when they come back here, watch the head.
Good luck, Andrew. Thanks, Jason and Joe, for the broadcast. Take care. Chris Royer, Cedar Rapids, via TuneIn app. That TuneIn app is amazing. Hey, guys, listening to you from Albia Sloth. Who Sloth is?
Chris Schroyer, probably listening live on KIICradio.com from his office in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
He's got us on his smartphone using the TuneIn app, which is a really amazing and easy to get app, free of charge. You go to our website and download that app, or we'll lead you to the link.
After the headbutt, Andrew Langrip back on his feet, trailing 3-0 against his Bettendorf opponent.
Oh, he's in there quick. He's in quickly on a single leg.
If he can elevate it quickly. But a great counter by Wicket again. It looks like he's got an answer for everything Andrew's got. Ankle pick by Wicket. He's in deep on the ankle pick. Underhook, whizzer by Langrip, not enough. 5-0 your score now after that takedown by Wicket. Very tough wrestler here from Bettendorf. Andrew Langrip trying to get to his base here. 54 seconds remain, second period. Andrew Langrip on his back now. Near fall points being counted. It's a figure four on the leg, folks, and a tilt maneuver. I don't think that Wicket's going to be able to get a pin out of this, but it's shoulders past parallel. He's got a figure four on the leg, using it as a tilt. The lever is the leg here. A lot of times a tilt, the lever will be the arm. This time, the lever is the leg. He's got the figure four on the leg, working the tilt with 25 seconds to go. He's got a three count. The score will be 8-0 after Andrew Langrip gets out of this. Andrew Langrip trying to roll through it, and Wickett takes the leg out and puts a tilt back in, the conventional tilt with the arm, and goes to a cradle after that. So with 9 seconds to go, Andrew Landry trying to stay off of his back. It's all the same continuation move, so there will be no extra back points awarded. It's 8-0 your score as we go to the third period. Andrew Landry of Oskaloosa trails. Have you ever seen a tilt like that with leg in there, Coach Johnson?
Oh, absolutely. It's a Turk, and then he just gets in tighter and just keeps working up. And it's tough to defend once it's in.
One of those moves that hard to put in from the down position, but you can get it put in while action is occurring, and that's what happened.
The best time is on the way down, but he kind of slid it in as he was down. And
now they're on their feet, 8-0 the score. Andrew Landry needs to hit some kind of a big move here. He's trying the underhook. He's trying the underhook, tries to throw. Alertly, Wickett drops his hips down, gets low. He's in on the single leg now. Andrew Landry, with a minute and 28 seconds to go, needs to give up this takedown, get to his base, escape, and try that throw again.
Just good technique there. Andrew's fighting his tail off there, but his technique's getting him here.
Just a great job wrestling by the Bettendorf wrestler, Wickett. He's got Andrew Landry on his back now, and he's got that Turk in again. He likes that. Tilt being applied here. Looks like Wickett's going to try to go out top and work on a chicken wing. Landgrebe trying to get to his belly, grab a leg, and cradle now. Cradle now, and it's in tight, folks. With 48 seconds to go, it's in tight. Cradle, inside cradle. Stepped over by Wickett. He's got Landgrebe on his back. The score will be 13-0 if Andrew can get out of this. Oskaloosa Indians, Andrew Landgrebe does get out of it. Your score now is 13-0. Andrew Landgrebe trails with 29 seconds to go here in this 140-pound elimination match.
Garrett Hathaway, just a quick update, guys, gets the pin in very quick style over Parker Sturgis of Mason City.
Congratulations, Garrett. And with 10 seconds remaining, Andrew Landry gains the escape, makes the score 13-1 with 7 seconds to go. Give Taylor Wickett the win. He'll be on the medal stand come Saturday. Andrew Landry concludes a stellar freshman campaign. Congratulations to Andrew Landgrebe on his great season, but he goes down to defeat here in the consolation match at 140 pounds, and nothing to be ashamed of there. Great job, Andrew Landgrebe. Congratulations from all the listeners on KIIC and KICradio.com.
He's just got it all. You know, when you look at a freshman, he's got the physical side of things, but he also has the technique, and now he's going to have the experience. And when you can put all that together, that deletes for a very, very bright future.
Yes,
it does.
It's a little emotional even for me here. You know, I hate it for the kid. You know, he's walking off. But, you know, I told my nephew wrestled the other night, and he went 0-2, and, you know, he's ranked. He got beat by a third- and fourth-ranked kid. But he was upset because he thought he let everybody down that came to watch him. But I said, you know, most everybody came. It's because of what you have done and getting here. And he's got another year. Andrew's got three more years, you know. This is great experience so that the jitters and all that's gone next year. And I look for him to have a bright future.
Well, I don't think that's much in doubt. And as you said, he's really good on the football field as well.
Britt Thompson of Iowa City West, the senior with the 41-6 mark. He's competing down here on mat number one. He's one of those nice Iowa City West wrestlers that comes down with the Hathaway boys and helps out the Albia youth program. And we'll keep you updated on his progress.
We also want to let our friends from Knoxville know that Skyler Spohr is coming up. He's going to be wrestling here in just a few minutes as we roll it right along here. He's at 171. And we'll bring that match. And then following that right away, Dane Jones of Oskaloosa will take the mat. And we'll be bringing all those contests as we keep moving along here.
And Jason, we'll have just a few minutes here between now and Spohr's match. Maybe we'll send it back to Joe and get some of our great sponsors some time here. But don't go anywhere. We're going to be bringing you live elimination matches, Class 3A consolation matches from Wells Fargo Arena. And in just moments, we'll be back with Knoxville's Spohr.
We'll come right back here. Skyler Spohr's on deck from Knoxville. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa. So fans, don't go anywhere. More exclusive wrestling coverage live from Wells Fargo Arena. High above the mats. High fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, Jason Summers. We'll be right back.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
This is Agent Wilson. We're at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, and we found over 100,000 square foot of carpet in stock, as low as 69 cents a square foot. We've also uncovered over 7,000 square foot of ceramic tile in stock, as low as 79 cents a square foot. And we've also found over 72,000 square foot of vinyl in stock, as low as 69 cents a square foot. Also, tell the boss we found over 200 carpet and vinyl remnants at 40% off. That's Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. Warehouse outlet pricing. Open 6 days a week. Agent Wilson out.
It will only last 3 days, but the savings could change your bottom line for the entire season. Barker Implement is hosting our annual Customer Appreciation Days on February 17th, 18th, and 19th. For those 3 days, you can save 10% on all in-stock or stock-ordered John Deere parts. Learn more about John Deere and our Customer Appreciation Days February 17th through the 19th at ebarkers.com or stop by any one of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Joseph Starcevic Law Offices are proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons this year and wish them the best of luck in their quest for a winning season. Joseph Starcevic Law Offices are there when you find yourself in need of legal advice for your real estate needs or when it's time for you to set up your will. Call Joseph Starcevic Law Offices, located in Albia.
Szczynski Construction proudly supports the Albia High School football teams. Call Szczynski Construction for your excavating and grading needs. They build ponds, terraces, waterways, building sites, roads, and driveways. They also do fence row and brush clearing. For a combined 70 years experience, call Mike 777-4050 or Ed at 777-6842. Good luck to the Albia Blue Demons from Szczynski Construction.
If you're looking for that unique, one-of-a-kind gift, Blackbird Primitives has what you're looking for. You can find florals, lotions, soaps, jewelry, and so much more. Blackbird Primitives on the south side of the Albia Square.
Did you know that you can qualify for an Alliant Energy rebate when you insulate your home or business? That's right, you can actually get money back for insulating your home or business. Conley Insulation, your insulation experts, has cellulose, fiberglass, and the popular spray foam insulation, and they'll help you decide what's best for your home or business. Conley Insulation is an Alliant Energy Efficiency dealer. They're a family-owned, full-service insulation contractor. That's why they call them the insulation experts. They're fully insured and state-licensed. Call Conley Insulation today at 641-777-1890. That's 641-777-1890, and they'll tell you about rebates from Alliant Energy. That's Conley Insulation, 641-777-1890. Your Alliant Energy Efficiency Expert. You must be a customer of Alliant Energy to qualify. For more information on the rebates, go to AlliantEnergy.com. Conley Insulation, the insulation experts. 777-1890.
The following is a real phone call to a Hardee's in Hayes, Virginia.
Does Vicky help you?
Hi, I know this sounds crazy, but I came home the other night and my man was eating chicken tenders and I know they were homemade and he can't cook. He swore up and down that he got them from Hardee's.
Yeah, we sell the chicken tenders here.
But you don't make them from scratch.
Yeah, we do. Actually, we do, honey.
Wait, do you know Mark? Because didn't Mark tell you that I would be calling here? Because
No, honey. If you want to come in, I can show you the tenders. We hand bread them ourselves, and we deep fry them. This actually looks like the homemade ones that you make.
You've had them, you promise?
I eat them every day, darling.
So maybe he's not cheating?
No, maybe he's telling you the truth.
Thank you so much.
New hand-breaded chicken tenders at Hardee's. They're homemade. Just not made in your home. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Thank you, Southeast Iowa, for your response to the gigantic buyout liquidation sale. Quincy Place Furniture is extending the sale through President's Day. Now through Monday, take an additional 20% off the lowest marked price. Queen mattress sets, $247. Rocker recliners, $247. Sofa and love seat sets, only $597. All this and much more. Save big on over an acre of furniture to be liquidated at pennies on the dollar. 10 to 7 daily, Saturdays 10 to 6, Sundays noon to 5. Quincy Place Furniture's gigantic buyout sale at the former Goodies location, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa.
And we're back live from the Wells Fargo Arena, the venue for the Class 3A Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Bringing it live to you here. Fresh underway, first period action, no score. Skyler Spore, your Knoxville Panther, with the 25-5 record, going up against Waverly Shell Rock's Terry Stover, the 24-19 senior. So Spore from Knoxville. No score. Just underway here. First period action. 171-pound consolation match. Spore in quickly on the double now here. Counting down through a minute and a half to go here.
We'll keep our eyes out. Dane Jones of Oskaloosa will be on deck here just momentarily, and we'll bring these matches likely simultaneously.
No score as they go off the mat. 53 seconds remain here. 171 pounds in the first period. It's an elimination match, folks. If you're just tuning in, Knoxville's Skyler Spore, the 25-5 senior, going up against Waverly Shell Rock's Terry Stover. No score here. First period action. 42 seconds remain. First period, 171 pounds. Skyler Spore tries the ankle pick. Not there. They're tied up at the center of the mat now. Locked up inside, outside. Sparring at the center. Underhook by Stover. Spore on the inside on the right arm. Spore with a crossover single leg shot. Nothing doing. Great counter there by Stover. Off the mat with 20 seconds to go. No score, 171 pounds. Skyler Spore of Knoxville. The stout 171 pounder takes a quick shot. Quick shot. Stall warning against his opponent from Waverly Shell Rock. So that could be big here. A stall warning.
He's real early to get that stall warning.
He's in on the single leg. But a good sprawl there by Stover as he backed up. Spore, the aggressive wrestler here, trying to work that double leg as time expires. No score here, first period. So we'll go to the second period.
Dan Jones strapping on his leg band over here on seven.
Mat number seven, yep. See Dane standing out near the circle, and he'll meet his opponent.
I know my wife's looking forward to this match. She was the kindergarten teacher of Dane Jones, and she's wanting to wish him luck and all his family and wanted to make sure I said something. Really,
Ty Flood of Dowling Catholic is Dane Jones' opponent as they get underway. There's no score there in that 189-pound elimination match. Jason, which one do you want to look at?
I got Flood over here versus Dane Jones. You go ahead and take care of Skyler here, and we'll keep this going.
Well, I'll tell you, Skyler, he gets... Skyler Spore, quick escape. His opponent, I don't think, was ready for him to just dive in there, and he just dove in there on that double leg, didn't he, Coach Johnson?
Yeah, I guess I was watching Dane over here. He throws his guy to his back on the edge of the mat. All the weight's on his shoulders and guy's on the back, but I guess he says he stepped out and didn't get nothing for it.
He's in on a single leg right at the edge again and just missed another, well, the previous shot, yeah. I thought was points.
Right, well, they're both wearing maroon singlet, so it's kind of tough to tell. We got the stripes down the side.
Well, Knoxville's Skyler Spore is ahead 3-0, and if his opponent was up 3-0, the way he's wrestling on the bottom, he would be getting called for stalling. Really doing nothing down here. Kind of a good job there riding. Skyler Spore working real hard. He wants to get back points. Clamming up is his opponent.
Dane Jones here over at Oskaloosa, taking on Ty Flood of Dowling. No score here. 51 seconds to go, first period. And they meet back at the center of the mat. Both of them arm wrestling, trying to find their shots.
Spore riding hard here. He's working real hard, folks. Stover from Waverly Shell Rock doing nothing on the bottom. Spore working real hard, trying to bar an arm, trying to get a chicken wing in. Potentially dangerous there. But the Knoxville coaches are real happy the way Skyler Spore's wrestling here at 171 pounds. just looks like he wants it more, folks.
Here's a takedown now by Flood right at the edge of the mat. 20 seconds to go, first period. Flood gets in on a double leg on Jones right at the edge of the mat. They'll go off, and that's about where I thought that Jones had maybe gotten the takedown, but didn't get the call. This one was a little bit further on the mat. They'll go back to the center of the mat. 16 seconds to go. Jones in the down position to try to get out here before the final 16 seconds of this first period.
After the potentially dangerous, they reset at center of the mat. Skyler Sport continues to ride hard, and the second period will expire. Skyler Sport with a 3-0 lead. He'll go into the third period. 2 minutes remain in his consolation elimination match at 171 pounds. Knoxville Skyler Sport on top, 3-0 in the neutral position is where we'll start this third period.
We start the second period here, and we're going to wait the decision made, but it looks like Flood is going to take the down position to begin the second period. 2-0, Flood of Dowling ahead of Jones of Oskaloosa.
Waverly Shellrock's Terry Stover finds himself trailing Skyler Spore of Knoxville 3-0 in this elimination match. 1 minute, 40 seconds remains. No shots being taken. I'm finding that a little bit odd here. Shot there by Spore. He doesn't need to shoot, but he did take that shot. That's going to eliminate any chance for that official to call him for stalling. If there's going to be any stalling called right here, it looks to me like it would be a double call for stalling, and that would award a point to Skyler Sport because his opponent, Stover from Waverly Shellrock, was warned for stalling in the first period.
Ty Flood of Dowling gets the escape to begin this second period. He's out in front 3-0 over Dane Jones of Oskaloosa. Jones and Flood grab arms, trying to find their shots.
We've been getting some great texts in as we progress here through the day. We'll be bringing you all of the two-way communication that we're getting from our great fans in Southern Iowa. Here at 171 pounds, a stale third period. The wrestler that trails, I'm surprised he's not doing more.
Flood in on a single leg and then a potentially dangerous call, but Flood had fought off a single leg shot there by Jones had fought off a single leg shot by Flood. Nearly got it reversed and got the takedown himself, and then they got in a potentially dangerous hold. We'll go back to the center of the mat. Still, Flood out in front, 3-0 over Jones of Oskaloosa.
Knoxville versus Waverly Shellrock here. 33 seconds remain. Skyler Spore on top, 3-0. His opponent from Waverly Shellrock not taking any shots. Looks like he's going to try to maybe execute a hip toss or something here, just trying to tie up. It looks to me like Waverly doesn't even have a shot. 19 seconds to go. Skyler Spore spinning, backing. If his opponent would take a shot, I think he would be able to get a stall call against Skyler Sport, but he will not shoot. A very stale third period. Finally a shot, but the first shot that he took, and you can see why he didn't take it. Spin around maneuver by Skyler Sport. He wins his match 5-0, and the only shot taken by Waverly Shellrock in the whole entire match was a very poor one. Skyler Sport able to spin around, execute the win. He'll be on the play stand for Knoxville come Saturday. Congratulations, Knoxville's Skyler Sport. He's your winner at 171.
Jones with the takedown. Dane Jones with the takedown here with 10 seconds to go. He's going to try to ride out Flood to end this second period, and he'll trail by one. Jones still on top, trying to work his way up. Boy, he done a great spin move and got behind Flood, who was in on a double leg, and fought that off. Jones ends up getting the takedown, and going into the second period, it's a 3-2 Flood of Dowling out in front of Dane Jones. But what a move there by Jones to get the takedown right before the end of that second period. Jones starts out on bottom here to begin the third.
Well, you said it yesterday, Coach. You love to see that when it's your guy, and you hate to see it when it's the opponent. But the Oskaloosa Indians got to be proud of that last-second takedown there by Dane Jones.
Now, Jones trying to get to his feet right at the edge of the mat. Can he get the escape? He got the separation. Will they give him the point? No indication. I don't think they're going to.
Well, you just saw there with that quick stand-up move by Dane Jones. Only 13 seconds gone here in the third period with a 3-2 score. Flood is not going to be able to hold Jones.
Well, he broke loose. He just didn't face him, so they just put him back down. He's got to turn around and face him to be full 1 point.
1:47 to go.
He's locking hands there.
That was a locking hands. I saw that from here.
Jones gets the escape.
Now he's out.
Jones and Flood tied at 3 here. 1:30 to go. It's going to be a barn burner to the end.
How do we see it 4 floors up and 2 officials can? I don't get it.
Well, I've got my binoculars on now, folks, and I'm looking at Dane Jones and his opponent, Flood, and Jones looks fresh. Flood with his head down.
Yeah.
I like Dane Jones' chances here with a minute and 21 seconds to go in the third period. He looks like the more conditioned wrestler. Of course, we don't know how Flood's match went earlier, but he lost, and it might have been a full 6-minute match, and these 189-pounders, that's a lot of work to get out of a 189-pound athlete.
107 to go. Both wrestlers like a little separation here. No one really want to get it now. Flood takes a shot, and Jones is going to drag him towards the edge of the mat, and they're both going off the edge of the mat. And we're going to have a stalling call, I believe.
Bad call. There was a stalling call there by the official against Dane Jones. Jones with the wizard move after a very good deep single shot by Flood. And they're talking about it at the scores table.
Not sure what they're talking to both coaches as well.
I was going to say, we were in on a shot, and they called us for stalling, so they got the wrong color. They warned green, and they should have really warned red. So it went to red, 3-3, neutral.
Jones has been called for a stall warning with 51 seconds to go. It's a 3-3 match. Third period action, elimination match at 189 pounds. Oskaloosa Indians, Dane Jones, trying to continue his season.
And both wrestlers have not wanted to really make contact. They kind of stay in their distance, really getting some separation. And it's a final 42 seconds here, right at the center of the mat. Now they'll grab on.
Jones tying up at the center of the mat. They're separated again.
Jones will make a push.
Dane Jones
go right back to the middle of the mat. 31 tickets on the clock here. Final third period, tied at 3.
Jones, the sophomore. Flood from Dowling Catholic, the senior.
Come on,
3-3.
Jones was trailing by 3 with about 30 seconds into that second period. Now here's a shot in there, and the takedown is going to be awarded to Flood of Dowling.
Well, that was just a real quick duck under move. Looked like Dane Jones was trying to set up a throw, and he was coming in there like he was going to pummel, and a quick duck under. Give the credit to Flood, their more experienced wrestler, and he
gets the 3 back points as well.
I did
2 back points. I didn't see that. I was shielded from the official, and looks like the towel boy.
Well, 2 seconds remain. Dane Jones is going to lose this match and be eliminated from the championship here at 189 pounds. But Oskaloosa Indians got to be proud of Dane Jones. A great season for him, and he's got to be proud. And as a sophomore, he's got 2 more cracks at this tournament, doesn't he?
Oskaloosa's got some really young, talented wrestlers in Langrib and Jones here, both freshmen and sophomore.
Oski's got a lot of good talent that didn't make it up here, too. They've got some irons in the fire, you might say. I look for them to improve.
We had a text come in from Bethany, Missouri. It says, the only way KIICradio.com could be any better is if it had a video with the live audio. Great job from Bethany, Missouri.
Well, be careful what you wish for is all I got to say. I don't know if you'd want to see us live, but I'm sure they'd like to see the wrestlers. But you never know what Joe Millage back at the station might be up to. Here's one coming in. Skyler Awesome. Panthers are on the prowl. Jen from Knoxville.
Tom and Camilla Williamson, thanks very much for your shout-out. You two are doing a terrific job covering the tourney. Can't turn my radio off. Go Big Blue and all Southern Iowa wrestlers.
Let us know where you're listening from as we continue to march along here. Day number 2 for 3A, 641-799-1437, 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening from here in Southern Iowa. Let's take a quick timeout, come back and wrap up this half of our very, very, very busy day from Wells Fargo Arena. We'll come back here. You're listening to live Iowa State wrestling coverage. High above the mats, high fidelity, Joe Sinclair, Tony Johnson, Jason Summers. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated, and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
Advantage Real Estate is your hometown locally owned real estate agency. There to help you find your new home. Advantage Real Estate, your local connection to the homes on the market. They're your friends and neighbors, the agents who know you, and will help you find what you're looking for. Advantage Real Estate.
The death of a loved one is difficult to bear, and many decisions will need to be handled in a short time. Let the Winfield Funeral Home help you during this time of loss. Leroy Winfield and Richard Tharp are here to help you. The Winfield Funeral Home offers a full line of traditional and economical services, including an on-site private crematory. Contact Leroy Winfield or Richard Tharp at the Winfield Funeral Home, located in Albia and now also in Knoxville.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Thomas Highway 5 in Albia has some deals for you on automobiles. A 2005 Ford F-3650 duly priced at $24,750. A 2004 Chevy Silverado priced at $10,500. A 2004 Dodge Ram 1500 only $97,50. And a 2003 Dodge Ram 2500 priced at $15,400. They've also got a Chrysler Town & Country fully loaded van. It's a 2007 priced at $13,950. See Thomas Highway 5. Great deals on automobiles. Quicktron was established in Albia in 1992 and has been a local supporter of the surrounding communities since then. Hard work, dedication, and community support are the necessary ingredients for a winning team and a successful business. Quicktron is now accepting applications for production associates, purchasing specialists, inside sales reps, and for a technical data entry position. Quicktron is located at 21 B Avenue West in Albia.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. Matt will address and assess your problem and the cause and use the best and latest techniques to get you and your spine where it needs to be. And if necessary, he'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
When you want that quick, fast lunch, where do you go? The Snack Shack in Albia has fresh, fast meals your whole family will love. Stop in today and get your lunch the Snack Shack way. Fresh, fast, and with a smile.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Joseph Starcevic Law Offices are proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demons this year and wish them the best of luck in their quest for a winning season. Joseph Starcevic Law Offices are there when you find yourself in need of legal advice for your real estate needs or when it's time for you to set up your will. Call Joseph Starcevic Law Offices, located in Albia.
You've got a big workload, and Bowser Equipment in Albia has just the tractors to help you master it. Workmaster tractors from New Holland, available in 39 and 47 PTO horsepower. Workmaster tractors deliver dependable power, big 3-point lift capacity, and the simple operation of an 8x8 shuttle transmission. But the best Workmaster feature of all is how easy they are to afford. Master your workload with a Workmaster tractor from New Holland and Bowser Equipment in Albia.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
Qualify to use Federal Form 1040-EZ, and a highly trained H&R Block Tax Pro will prepare it for free. We're serious. Just visit your local office in Knoxville, Sheraton, or Albia. Free tax preparation from H&R Block? Never settle for less. Offer ends February the 15th. Fees apply for earned income credit and state tax returns. In Knoxville, contact Lee Frank at H&R Block. Phone number 641-842-6912.
This is Monroe County Hospital's Health Watch.
Cervical cancer is currently the second leading cause of cancer death among women worldwide.
Cervical cancer can be prevented in most cases. A pap smear is a highly effective cervical cancer screening tool, detecting abnormal cervical changes long before they become cancerous. However, the pap smear is not a diagnostic test, and regular pap smears are needed to detect any abnormal changes that may become cancerous. The HPV vaccine, known as Gardasil, is also a highly effective means of cervical cancer prevention. The vaccine works by preventing four strains of HPV. Two of the strains the vaccine protects against are known to cause cervical cancer. The other two strains that are covered are responsible for genital warts. Gardasil is available to young men and women ages 9 to 26. Talk to your doctor to see if you're eligible to receive the vaccine today.
This has been Monroe County Hospital's Health Watch.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
From Broadcast Suite 1A on the fourth floor of Wells Fargo Arena. Hey, Sinclair, put your shoes back on. Here's Joe and Jason, or Jason and Joe, whatever.
Oh, we've had a busy morning here already, and we're just getting started for another complete day. 3A, 2A, 1A, it's all coming up next, and I see the 1A wrestlers starting to come out here and get warmed up, Joe, but we had another exciting round of action here in 3A.
We just got done bringing you that Class 3A quarterfinals in the second round, Constellation Elimination Matches, and it was a great venue and a great time bringing it to you here. The action was exciting. There were a little bit of a media circus, and we'll just recap here what we did bring you. If you're just joining us, it's Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers. We're at the Wells Fargo Arena for the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and we started off this morning for you at Class 3A, 103-pounder Jay Fresh from Knoxville got it done for the Panthers.
You know, I thought Fresh really came out, and he's had a great tournament, but he's really been dominating with his style of wrestling. In spite of that just being a decision, it was a much broader effort by Fresh than maybe the scoreboard indicated.
Jay Fresh won 3-0. He came out with a first-period takedown, rode his opponent for the entirety of the first period. The whole entire second period he rode him, and starting on his feet in the third period, no points were awarded, and Jay Fresh advances to the semifinals this afternoon. Jay Fresh in Knoxville, your winner, semifinalist for the Knoxville Panthers.
It was a historic bracket at 112. Two young ladies making it to the state tournament for the first time. Megan Black from Ottumwa and Cassie Herkelman from Cedar Falls. And Herkelman will lose both of her matches, but history was made in this bracket.
You know, there was a media frenzy around Cassie Herkelman this morning as she was eliminated in her consolation match, but she's a freshman at 112 pounds. She probably won't grow a lot, and I wouldn't be surprised to see her back here again next year, and there might be about 100 less media passes sold next year because the glass ceiling has been broken for girls wrestling at the Iowa High School Championships. But the last girl to be eliminated here, Cassie Herkelman of Cedar Falls, her and the 100 cameras that followed her out the gate when she was eliminated.
Well, her and Megan Black really, like you said, they took out the glass ceiling, and both of them, freshman and sophomore, really liked their chances of coming back. They both work hard on the mats off the season, and all those things work out well for any wrestler, but particularly freshman and sophomore, where they can really develop that experience. And you know, you gain just like they did. They gain from all this experience with extra spotlights on their mats.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that we shout out to the Ottumwa Bulldogs. They were competing here today. Megan Black eliminated yesterday, but great job by Megan Black this year, the sophomore, 112-pounder from Ottumwa, getting to state.
Matt Victor was the winner over Cassie Herkelman and from Indianola, and he'll be one of our featured matchups at 112 as we go along through the day.
Jack Hathaway at 125, he got a win, and he'll be a semifinalist for the Iowa City West team.
It was Jacob Howard of Indianola getting a win at 119 as well in the consolation, and he'll move on.
He'll be on the medal stand. Angelo Kelly of Ottumwa a very exciting match, a match that was closer than it should have been. Angelo Kelly with a comfortable 8-4 lead with 5 seconds to go, cuts his opponent. And this is after a restart in the third period. Angelo Kelly cuts his opponent. His opponent gets the one-point escape, and in 5 seconds, just that quick, throws Angelo Kelly to his back as time expired to get the two-point takedown. If there had been 7 seconds instead of five, Angelo Kelly would have lost that match. But he won 7-8. He'll be on the medal stand for a ton with a Bulldog 130-pounder. We congratulate him. And if you were listening to that exciting match, you would have heard that excitement and passion coming from the crowd. Everybody was watching that match. Great one there for Angelo Kelly.
At 140, Andrew Langrabe of Oskaloosa. Boy, just we talked about this as a freshman, physically put together. He's got the skill sets. Now he has the experience. He loses both of his matches, but
just got a great text from the Hathaway boys.
Exclusive with their two young wrestlers. Boy, they got some real good building blocks for the future.
Andrew Langrabe eliminated in his consolation match today, but the freshman from Oskaloosa has to stand proud, and the experience that he gained up here in Des Moines in the 2011 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships is going to serve him well next year and the year after that and the 2 years after that. A freshman up here for the Oskaloosa Indians, Andrew Langrabe, tough loss there in his match to be eliminated.
At 145, Garrett Hathaway was defeated in his opening matchup against Zach White of Prairie City or Cedar Rapids Prairie. But then in the back into the consolation bracket, he came right out right away while you were doing the other broadcast. He had a pin done, and I think there was like 20 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, Garrett Hathaway got it done, as did his teammate at 152 pounds. Britt Thompson loses his first and then wins in his consolation match.
And that got us back into action as we moved along to 171, Skyler Spohr of Knoxville.
Skyler Spohr had a great match. He was eliminated by Terry Stover of Waverly Shell Rock, but Skyler Spohr with a great senior campaign.
Moved on to 189, and that's where we saw Dane Jones of Oskaloosa. First, we saw Brandon Abernathy of Indianola and taking on Jacob Hayden. That was the bloodbath that we witnessed. That poor young man, Hayden, did everything he could to get himself back on the mat just to take a pin.
Really a great effort there by Jacob Hayden against Brandon Abernathy. Abernathy got the pin, but it took 5 full minutes of blood time to get Abernathy's bloody nose stopped, and they wound up, folks, taping his head up. They put some type of a cotton device on his nose, taped his head around his head, around his nose, and he took the mat like that. Obviously not able to breathe through his nose, but wanting to compete, and didn't catch the results of his consolation match. But a lot of heart in that Denison kid, and Brandon Abernathy of Indianola, he advanced. Dane Jones, tough match there yesterday. Exciting win. We brought it to you live yesterday. And Dane Jones of Oskaloosa got eliminated today in a consolation match at 189 pounds.
And again, it was another drama bout that we got to see. High energy. Jones took it right to the final seconds of that third period. And that was our final matchup of 3A action. And, of course, we'll be back later today. And you've got the schedule here as we continue to roll along, Joe. And, Tony, this is a full day of wrestling.
Well, folks, let me set it up for you. We're just finishing up here, bringing you the results of the Class 3A quarterfinals and second-round consolations that started at 9 o'clock this morning, and we're going to bring you a full day of wrestling. We're going to bring it back here. Turn your radios on right before 1 o'clock. We're going to start Class 1A semifinals and third-round consolations. That's going to be Class 1A. The same session at 2:15. It's the Class 2A semifinals and third-round consolations. That's going to be our 1 o'clock start and our 2:15 start, but it will be continuous action. There will not be a break between 1A and 2A. And then tonight, 6:30, we're going to bring it to you. Class 3A semifinals and third-round consolations, and then the consolation semifinals. So we're going to know tonight who is going to be wrestling for the semifinals in Class 3A and all the place winners at 1A, 2A, and 3A.
Very good. Got a few texts coming in here as we wrap things up here in our opening round of coverage in 3A action. Listening to you from Grinnell, Iowa, listening every day. Love the old country music, but you are doing a great job covering wrestling. Tony, thanks a bunch. And I got another one. Awesome coverage, guys. What's up, Junkyard Dog? Be up there tomorrow. Big D and Oski. Now, I'm hoping, Tony, you have a little bit of a connection with that one.
I think that's Dennis Richards, Big D.
We've got some baseball folks listening in. Just got a great text from the Hathaway boys' dad, John. He said, you tell Jason the Hathaways are from Melrose, but we love Albia, Sheraton, LaVilla. Now with 29 seconds left, he will score the pin. It's a figure four on the head. Figure four on the head with the arm bar. Figure four on the head. It's a total classic figure four.
Both the shoulders are on the mat. I don't know how much you can get flatter than that unless it was one of those Centerville Pancake Day pancakes.
Folks, he scores Dakota Poe ahead 3-2.
10 seconds.
He has 10 seconds.
Set the pin
and scores the pin.
Dakota Poe.
Folks, back home. Here we go.
20 seconds to go. Dane Jones trails by one here. Jones of Oskaloosa, McBroom of Southeast Polk. They meet right at the center of the mat. Final 18 seconds. Here's a shot by Jones. He's in on double leg. He's going to get the takedown. 12 seconds to go. Can he hang on? We're under 10. 7-6, Jones with the lead. He's on top of McBroom. He's working his way up, and he's in control here in 3 seconds. 2-1. Oskaloosa, stand up. Give Jones a round of applause. He'll move on in the consolation action, 7-6. And what a finish to this match.
I put my track shoes on before I went to bed because I knew I was going to have to sleep fast.
Does a sit out, and he's back on his feet. Now it's 16-12.
Shadow on top now, 16-12.
His winner's shot. Shadow trying to get the throw here.
Well, Shadow was right
there.
He's
going to go right to the back.
We're going to see a pin here, folks. 15 seconds to go.
Shadow Leshen gets the pin.
Folks, back home. Here we go. It's in tight with 5 seconds to go. If he can get it down there, it's a pin.
And he gets it.
With 4 seconds to go. Congratulations, Skyler Sport from Knoxville.
Here's Roberts getting some back points. He's working his way up, trying to get that shoulder to the mat. Roberts now into that cradle. He's got a tight cradle. He gets the pin. Brant Roberts with 1:26 to go in the third period gets a pin for the Rockets. He will move on.
A lot of friends and family listening to this, so I really appreciate everything you guys do to bring.
He's got him on his back. Can he work it into a pin? He does. Crosby.
We're in a dogfight here at 135 pounds, folks.
He's trying to get the take. He's got his head out. He's got the take. Coach Winger's charging for it. 19 seconds to go. Matt's got to get that leg around.
Cadle has still got his arm in on
take
his way.
Takedown, Matt White, 13 seconds to go.
13 seconds left. Matt White advances to the semifinals.
Kyler Richard, 140, and they come set. Nessa, Richard tries to do a quick spin out. Gets to his feet, trying to get the other hand. Switches it around. Can he get the escape? 1 second to go, and he does. Kyler Richard with the win, with a desperate move. Makes it right at the edge of the mat as time expires. Kyler Richard, Matt White with two amazing last-second wins for both of their teams.